For God dwells, he lives in the praise of his people. When your praise is what God can live in, dwell in, acceptable unto him, the result in 2 Chronicles is what you see. Somebody raised his shoulder. And you are praising God against your enemy. And God came down to that your praise. The next thing is death. You die a miserable death. Death that nobody will be proud of. You will have an evidence. Praise the Lord. So therefore, where there is no evidence, where there's no tangible proof that you praise God, please don't abuse devil. Don't look for Satan. You know they enter here. We don't have his property here. Check yourself. Check yourself. You can't check yourself. Then, and you are fixing blames instead of fixing the problem, you are deceiving yourself. You may be there for too long. But can I say this? Before any man's praise is acceptable, the man himself, the woman himself, the boy himself, the girl himself must also be acceptable. Your person must be acceptable by God. If your person is an enemy of God, there's no praise you give that he will listen to you. If God has not accepted you as a person, then I will give an offering. Say, Lord, accept us and our offering. Accept not come first before anything in our hands is acceptable. Before anything we utter to him in words, in dance, in whatever it is. You must first be acceptable before God. And every child of God who keeps himself and herself for God is always acceptable 24/7. If you are missing white and black, you are your own. If you are still being deceived by people who see tomorrow and tell you they see tomorrow, but they have not seen for their own life. If they have children, their children, you cannot, there's nothing about their children. Cain's offering was not acceptable because his person also was not acceptable. There was something in him that would never allow God to accept anything from him. And you know what he did after? He killed his brother. So you can know what was his heart. Even when God gave him a second chance, he said, look, you go and redo your offering and I will accept it. What did he do? He did not listen to God. He put his eye on the blessing of his brother. That was worrying him. My brother is more blessed than me. Why do I accept my brother's own? And what he did, he killed his brother. There was something in him, apart from his offering, that can never make God accept his offering. No, we will say, as children, when we're in Sunday school, in children, school in our village, they will say, Cain's offering is bad. The yam he brought was bad. Because the only thing we have in our village then was yam. As farmer produce. Cocoa, coffee are not too common for everybody. My own father has them. But can I tell you? They say the yam he brought was bad. It's not the yam that was bad. There's no way a man who God has not accepted can give God anything that God will accept the offering. The sacrifice of the wicked man is what? An abomination to the Lord. So first, we need to work on ourselves. We are just about halfway of our praise. Is God pleased with you? Cain didn't check himself. He brought an offering. God said, no, I don't want. Praise also, as we know that praise also is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. And every praise will be rejected if the heart of the giver of the praise is not clean. is far from God. If it's done in hypocrisy and in the means of deliberate sin. Please, now, listen to me. We say sin is sin. Yes, you are correct. But can I say that two people can commit fornication or adultery, and God may be mild on one and be very tough on the other. You know why? A deliberate sin is a sin you commit for gain. As a man, a young man, your house rent is due. You went and steal to pay your house rent. It's a deliberate sin. It's not by mistake. You went to commit fornication as a woman to give your boy to another person, another man, to because so that you can give him money to pay your house rent or pay your school fees or pay your children's school fees, whatever it is. You are doing it for the gain. It's not lust. This one is no more than work of the flesh. It's a deliberate sin. You plan it. You are doing it for what you will get from it. It's a deliberate sin. So it's not by mistake. You have a need, so you go for it. You exchange your body or exchange whatever you want to get what you want. And I tell you, when that house rent or that school fee or that your child is due, you will have to do the same thing before you can pay another one. That's how it works. God will never intervene in that kind of enterprise again for you. Since you have started by doing it, by solving your problem by deliberate sin, you will keep doing the deliberate sin to pay that bill because there are still sinners. So when the sin comes also, you have to, if you don't do it, you will not be able to pay. Some people have put their neck inside debt that they can never come out. They become slaves to borrower or the lender. When God would have helped them, they didn't look unto God, they look at who will borrow them money. And once you start borrowing, you will borrow until you die. You will need a very serious repentance. And God must say that even when men are intimidating you and mocking you everywhere, you refuse to borrow to settle on that person. Then God may show you mercy. Be careful what we call deliberate sin. Deliberate sin comes with gain. What do I call it? It comes with what? It comes with gain. The looting they are doing in our country is with gain. To live in affluence, buy the best car, build the best house. It's a deliberate sin. Collect money for what is not there in your office. It's a deliberate sin. You know it. It's not by mistake. Let's look at examples of rejected praise and worship. And that's where I will stop. Rejected praise and worship. Sample of them. Thank you. Number one, insincere praise. Matthew 15 verse 8 and 9. Matthew 15 verse 8 and 9. Insincere praise. Jesus said, he said, these people, they draw near me. They draw near unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips. But their heart is what? It's far from me. Praising God with your word, your dance, your songs, but your heart is not for God, it's for something else. You are just deceiving yourself. Babala Wereni. You are not praising God. You are deceiving yourself. And there are people who praise God, who call God's name, who talk so much about God, But their heart is on something else. It's somewhere else. It's not in God. Once your hand is not on God, but anything other thing you do is a waste. So praising with melodious songs and voices, but your heart is far from Him, is a crime committed against yourself. Crying worship and rolling on the floor, but your heart is far away from God. Sir, ma, is a crime committed against yourself. These are praises that God will never accept. If God does not accept it, He can't come. So your praise can't make impact. It can't be impactful. No, I've said that an impactful praise is a praise that seeks or that focuses on who God is and His characters. When He is absent, your praise is far. God rejects the praise of men. Men may dance and sweat. Also ask this question. Is God in the presence of this guy? Of this lady? And if he's there, I've told you earlier, there will be a tangible evidence, a proof that he came. A proof that he came. Why do we come to just sick, dance, and go home sick? There's somebody by your side. He had a more terrible feeling when he entered church. He prayed. He praised God. He danced. And before the dance is over, his body was healed. But your own remain. We should ask questions. As we are like this, our praises, God is not dealing with us as one person. So attend to individuals according to the works of your hand. How clean your heart is and how clean your hands are. It's not collective. Otherwise, a girl that camp boy is in her house and have sleep, they're tired. But you come to church and go because of her and condemn all our praise. God is not unjust. God is what? It's not unjust. It's a just God. So cry in worship. What terrible and unprintable things are in our hands? God will not come there. He will not come there. So when we are walking on righteousness, for the gain you will derive in that unrighteousness, the gain. People are carried away by gain. Except God come down from above. If you gather 10 Nigerians, before you can find one as tight unto God, who will do something for you, not based on what you will get from what you are doing, what He's doing for you. The nation is polluted. Humanity is polluted. Only Jesus will deliver us. Praise becomes very impactful when your heart and your hands are clean. When you aren't taking advantage of people, the soft-hearted people, you are taking advantage of them, either at office, in church, in your family, in your neighborhood, anywhere you are. You seek to know, to look at the innocent. As I will say, don't beg anybody for money. Because I've seen that people are beggars here. Many people are begging people for money. If they beg you, don't give them. When you break our law here too, God is watching you. When we tell you, don't do this, you go and do it. God is watching you. It can defile your praise. Some of them begging for 1,000 naira. What they eat in a day, you can't eat in 1 week. Their brain has been corrupted. What they have is never enough for them. It's what is in your hand they are looking for. We say, don't give them. We, as a church, we have a welfare package for every member of the church. We are not hiding it. If we cannot do anything for you, we will be hiding it. We are not hiding it. We are announcing every Sunday. But they won't come. Because we are going to do interview. We will sit you down. No, we have the Spirit of God. One approached me here. Say, I need money. Say, money for what? He said, just give me. Huh? I'm just giving money. He said, yes. I said, I'm sorry. I said, your offering you do today, not in my pocket. I don't touch church money. So I can't just give you my own money without knowing what I want to do with this. It's my money. And he couldn't tell me anything he wanted to do with the money. I said, please, brother, you can go. Don't stress me. We say, don't borrow. Don't borrow. You know the hear word. Deuteronomy chapter 28, am I correct? Verse 12. Say, thou shalt not borrow, but thou shalt lend to nations. Now, in the here, you'll be putting court on yourself by borrowing money around. This church has never borrowed one dime from any human being. If you borrow from me or you hear from anybody, stand up and say, Pastor, keep quiet. I will not preach again in this church. Tell your money here that the borrow and use to this place. And if not, you won't be here. When Bible says, thou shalt not do something, you go and do it. He say under that 28, the courses, I think from verse 20, verse 15 or 16 downward. He said it's a curse. Curse of lack and want is the result of borrowing. With shame. I told you we'll do foundation help for 6 months, we wouldn't finish. We were mocking us, but we thank God. We didn't borrow money. That time, cement was 300 naira. So, is it 300? Is it 300 or 3,000? No, 300. Can't be 3,000. 300. I remember, 300. And the man will give us, if we say, give us 10, he give us 10. We give him his money. He will not say, can I bring more? I said, no, there's no money to pay for more. This one will use it. Anyway, if you join 10 block, we're close. God must pay the workers. And no person has ever worked there. The Kinua is there. He works there also. That we have asked them to come tomorrow and come and collect your money. If there's no money, when you come with the money, we say, sorry, there's no money, there's no work today. Please go back. Because I know the implication. We didn't go to a bank to go and borrow a bank. We have bank accounts. But we didn't use that because it was not necessary. If God calls you, he will sponsor your bill. If the business you are doing is of God, God will provide means for you. If God are not waiting on him, you can't wait. You are too in a hurry to hit it. And many eat above their hands is wider than their mouth. Or their mouth, sorry, wider than their hands. So what they want to put in the mouth, the hand can't supply. They must get other people's own to push inside. I thank God for my children. I'm not boasting to you. Especially my girl, my Deborah. May God bless her. I told her, you know my size. When she was going to school, I said, you know my size. She said, yes. Don't expect any man on earth, even when you marry, to give you what me, your father, can what? Can't afford. If me and your mother can't afford it, don't look for it. When you see poor girl from a very poor background, want to live big. Who told you to live big? I read the story of Ngozi Iweala. Her father and her mother were professors. I think they are still alive, sir. The father was a king after he retired from being professor. Now, somebody want to live like her when she was young. But your father is a farmer, like my own. Are you not deceiving yourself? Live according as God has created you. You didn't choose to come from that poor man and that poor woman. God brought you through them. Don't be in a haste. You will wound yourself. My sons always report to me that he bought this person money, no pay. He bought this person money, no pay. He bought this person money, no pay. You know they borrow again. But I've never had them say, somebody borrowed them money. And I used to ask them, are you the borrow, who they borrow you? I said, daddy, God forbid. You know they borrow money. I'd rather drink garri than to go and borrow money from people. But somebody will buy, will come and borrow money from you to go and eat fried rice and chicken. Fried rice and what? The way we say chicken is not fashionable again. Give me turkey. And I want a lap of turkey. And you are giving them your money. Don't borrow anybody money in the church. If anybody comes to you and say, borrow me money, come and sit. Tell him to go and meet Pastor Yinka. Let him, go and follow him. Go and report yourself to Pastor Yinka. Even if you think you are richer than the church, we have not seen it from you. Because a man richer than the church should be giving church money. Not be so. How much do they give? We're talking about your 20 million naira to buy, what do you call it? Solar. So people have closed down their life. And just showing, just putting money, in that place until the money is completed. So if you think you are here than the church, we have not seen it in you. Bring the money, make us stand. We are not poor church. But can I tell you, church? We know they borrow person money anyhow here. We must sit you down in that be where you must pass. You can't just come and tell me and say one story. Which story? We'll go investigate the story. Money is not easy to come by. Am I correct? Don't throw your money away to anybody. Don't say it's my brother in church. I don't send you. If the matter becomes problem, you call me. You wonder what I will do to you. God will not send you. These are people. These are things in the hand of people that defy their life, defy their Christianity. And stop them from going forward. Don't contribute to it. May the Lord bless you. Number two, the sacrifice of a wicked, God will never accept. The man whose heart is far from God is can be a wicked man. Proverbs 15, verse 8. Proverbs 15, verse 8. So the sacrifice of the wicked is what? An abomination unto the Lord. But he loved them that follow after righteousness. Who is a wicked person? Who is a wicked person? A wicked person, I define here, is one who lives in open rebellion against God and men. They don't keep to the word of God. There's no shouting you can do here that they will listen to you. They will do what is in their heart. Open rebellion against God and against man. Demonstrating pride. Lack of empathy. They don't pity you. They collect your money finish. They go and beat you tomorrow. They will tell you, Nigeria, no, they owe. Now, never hear that before. Ah, now let me, they owe. Nigeria, no, they owe. She's a wicked human being. But when he came to carry that money from you, or carry that book from your shop, they come like an angel and smile. Let them leave your shop. You go back and ask for your money. You will see their true color. Lack of empathy. And a persistent pattern of oppressing others. They have a pattern of oppressing people. By the time they, what they do to 10 people, they use one pattern on all of them. The same pattern. They don't have feeling for you. They don't have feeling for themselves. It's their gain that is killing them, not you. Whatever become of you is not their business. It's how much they can draw from you that their thirst and their hunger. It's a wicked fellow. There is no amount of sacrifice you can make for them. If things go wrong one day between two of you, they will talk to you as if they have never seen you before in their life. Assassinate your character, blackmail you, speak all kind of evil against you. He's a wicked person. So each church person is praising God. What do you want God? What do you want to be God's response to that kind of human being? One of them is King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. It's an example of wicked people. Cain is one of them. Haman, who wants to kill Mordecai, is a wicked man too. Herod the Great, King Herod the Great, the one that worm ate him off because of pride, because there was manifest pride. It's one of them. And Judas Iscariot, that Iscar. You ate communion. You took bread and fish of a man. Am I correct? Eh? And you even stole his money. The ministry money was in his pocket. Now he didn't spend that anyhow. Only God knows how much he has spent to establish his wife. And then he still agreed to betray him and collect money. Ah, what's it? Give me money and go carry and come. So people that eat with you today and tell you before God, now you be careful with them. The day your hand dry, no oil again. Hey, you go know them. I pray that your life will still be safe. Say amen. And they wear clothes like us. You know, the thing wear this clothes, they call and not be smart. Let me smart thing. They dance. They do a sort of thing. They come to your house, they joke with you, they eat your food, they rap, everything. You just look normal. You can even go to the house also and let me pay him a visit. He's my friend. I pray you will not befriend a wicked fellow. Say amen. Church, I love you. You cannot like me, eh? Don't fight me, oh. All this I'm saying, don't say this pastor is a wicked man. He's stopping our chop. I'm not stopping anybody's chop. I'm telling you to go and look for your chop by yourself. Glory be to God. So praise to is a sacrifice. I'm going to Jeremiah 33 verse 11 and Hebrews 13 and verse 15. He called praise a sacrifice. So if a wicked man offers it, God will not accept it. He will not dwell in that kind of praise. A praise of a person who oppress others, who use men, who are men users, just to get what they want and move away. I was telling my son, Pastor Yinka, when we were going to somewhere, and I was showing him one house that they demolished in, what do you call it? Where, sir? Nasarawa? I said, you know this house? He said, yes. I said, I won't preach in this church. There was a church there before. Now, they've demolished the house. He just the grass is growing everywhere. I say, I want to preach in this place. See, huh? I say, I came to raise 400,000 in one service. Because we want to buy the house. That house, gone. Well, come out to me, my wife knows the pastor. Come out to me that, Pastor, come and help me raise money. And please bring your own. How much are we looking for? He says 400. I said, can I talk to the landlord? Everybody, we have spoken, and the man has agreed that 400,000, he will leave, he will sell the house. That's where they were. It was a hotel before, with many rooms. And the man gave it to church, and said to pay 400,000. It's long ago, it's more than 20 something years now. And I came here, and I stood before the church. And I said, me, I will give you 100,000. All of us, let's raise 300,000. That day, we got close to 500,000 naira. It's not pledge, I didn't want pledge. I want physical cash or check that we can cash tomorrow. That time there was no transfer like this through phone. We got close to 500,000 naira. And I told the church, this is how much we got. Because somebody was already caught, canteen and the service was on. And I said, by tomorrow Monday, we'll do what? We'll go and pay. So this house has become your own. And they clap for me, everybody jump. My guy carried the money, go South Africa, go do conference. Say he's looking for foreign connection. And so one day I was going and somebody said, ah, Siam. Now they join hands together. Come and rob us in the church. They joined me with him. That was the last day I entered his church. That was the last day I preached there. How I go see these people and tell them, say, oh, Pastor Fa. Like now, say, raise 20 million for us to buy, what do you call it? Solar. You raise the money, finish. I tell you I'm coming. Mommy, yeah, let's go and get our ticket and go for visa interview. After 1 month, I said, maybe Pastor Yinka will do all of them are here. They will do service. So they will not come here again. After 3 months, we can come back. Say, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, God is good. He asked me, Pastor, where's our solar? I said, the Lord is good. People get conscience. People don't get conscience. Oh. In fact, her pastor will kill me in less than 2 days. Because I know if you sleep. That I hold somebody something in my hand that never happened. God forbid. Don't associate with a wicked person. I've told you the characteristics. When you see it, run away. What did I say? Run away. Number three, and that's the last one with our close. Wow. Praise for self-glory. Matthew 6, verse 2. Give us a read. Matthew 6, verse 2. Praise for self-glory. Therefore, when thou did alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, and that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. There are praises that people do for self-glory. People sometimes can give testimony not to bless God, but to exalt themselves. And it's common among preachers. When I did this, this one happened. Be careful. It's because you are alive. Somebody hold the bottom of your life. If you sweep them off, that's the end. There are people who praise God for, and it's common among choir. Everybody, made that, don't be looking at my face, all of you. It's common among these people. It may not be our hacker choir, generally in choir of a church. People that seek self-glory are more than people that seek God. What are you looking for? Make an animal. Make an asshole. So that you can be seen. Somebody leading a praise. Within 2 minutes, they have raised 20 songs. What? They don't even care whether you are flowing with them or not. It's not their business. They don't know how many songs they raise now. Say, I just raised 15. Say, 15 since? Okay, let's go. Let me raise 18 more. So even when she's preaching, her heart, or praising God, sorry, leading praise, her heart is not with God, though. Her brain is working like a machine to get what? To get songs. It's not praising God. And you will do yourself a disservice as a choir member if you come here to lead a praise and you're not part of the praise. We are helping others to praise God, but your mind is somewhere. When your act of worship or praise is done to be seen by men as a good man, a good woman, is so powerful. That's your motive. You have lost it. You want men to praise you, or you want to be respected by men, you have lost it. Those who dance on the earth here, when we are doing praises, that dance with real muscle and real something. Please ask yourself, are you dancing in honor of God, or you are dancing to be seen by others that you can dance? Motive is very powerful. You know that? Motive is very, very powerful. Nothing concerns them. Even to take their body is the problem. They can't glorify God with their body. So when you dance where they mock, they criticize you, say, look, see him. They are part of those wicked who I'm talking about. You want a prayer that will make impact in your life, impact over the affairs of your life. You must clear your hand from all this nonsense. Be sincere in your praise towards God. Avoid being a wicked person who do things that as if it's your right to have everybody, to have everything. Entitlement mentality is a dangerous crime that ruins life. Don't seek yourself. We have seen preachers who preach like European people, but they are from Kaduna State. They are from Kogi State. In fact, they have map of Yoruba in their mouth, in their lala, in their mouth like this. But they speak, and they are here, just here, it's not in America. They just watch video and sit down and cram the accent. Nonsense. When I see them on social media, I just, thank God my finger is not paralyzed. Don't do up. Nonsense. Seek God first. Don't seek yourself. Self-glory. That's why in this church, you know, you donate. All the men, please stand up. You can give us 10,000. Please come out. Stay here. All the women, come out. You can give us 5,000. Please stay here. Those can give us 2,000, stay here. Can give us 1,000, stay here. It's nonsense. What do I call it? And if we do it, that's when people contribute money more. You know that? Eh? This church will never do it. And we will never do it. We don't need it. We didn't do it, and we'll build this edifice that become the envy of the community. What else? How much do we need? They will give so that they can say that the one that give first. Say, come and announce your giving. Say, by the grace of God, they put it's a lie. There's no grace there anymore. But they deceive us by saying, by the grace of God. People are giving us 5 million here, nobody knew. One day, not be small. People are giving us 2 million naira for solar, nobody knew. Just drop it. Just transfer to the account. I get quiet. He didn't even tell me. Because after something, I discover it. Okay, why you do like this? Say, oh no, it's for God. It's for God. You can never know the person, except I tell you. Except those who count the money. And they talk. They will never talk. They won't try it. They don't say, I'll not be a good man when you break my law. Just throw it down, just like 200 naira, and just move on. But as me, we say, come and give us money. You will find one or two people here who give us 3 million. Say, on behalf of myself, my war, my office, my tribe, my village, my father, my mother, I give you 2 million. What somebody just throw with left hand inside the account and ask God to bless him? Don't seek for glory. I beg you in the name of God. There are many meetings I don't go. God, the way people look at me. Like a man who has arrived. And me, I know that I have no... I still find God. I still find where to rest. They say, we are talking about money. Not like these people. Me and my wife enter one meeting. They never take offering for that meeting. They are not taking offering. The day we enter, they say, no, we'll give offering. The day me and my wife entered that meeting, pastor's meeting, they took off in that day. And other people were saying, why? Oh, they say, no, they had a big fish in the house. Who is a big fish? You never seen me say anywhere before? I'm down to earth. I'm as simple as anybody here. I've never seen myself above anybody, not even the smallest child here. We are all children of God if you are born again. Can you please rise up?